Welcome, my friends, to our self-care challenge day 21. It is Monday, the 21st of June, 2021, and today's topic is snuggle with your favorite blanket, drink, book, or someone special. Thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Emily, and you can find me on the interwebs as Anders Mel Knits. And you can email me at littlekevinknitsak@gmail.com. There we go. I think I got that right. I got lost in the middle of my own email. So today we're going to talk about snuggling. I'm really excited to talk about this with you guys today because I think it's a topic we kind of avoid. But because unless we talk about snuggling in reference to snuggling with our littles, we kind of have a different tone to that word. And I want to kind of bring it back to the comfort of self-care. So I hope that makes sense. In my head, it makes sense, but I'm not sure if I'm explaining it right. But let's just see if how I go will explain it better, shall we? So without further ado, let's get on to our topic. Snuggling. You know, snuggling with someone or something you love and or enjoy can be a welcome respite from the cares and the stressors of the world around us. Today is pretty simple for self-care. Simply take some time out of your day, say like 15 minutes, to snuggle down with something you enjoy. That's it, really. However, here are some key points to keep in mind for today's activity. First is, I suggest that you schedule this time because our days get away from us and by the end, we often feel stressed. So today, physically put snuggle time on your to-do list or your calendar. Next, I suggest committing to it. Commit to honoring this time. This is a time to recharge and balance ourselves and maybe even get a good nap in if we're lucky. Number three, inform others. Let your loved ones know that this time is for you and that for 15 minutes minimum, you will be out of commission, which means everyone will need to commit to honoring your space, to problem solve on their own, to resist the urge to knock on your door or come up to you, and to be self-sufficient. This is really good practice, I think. Next, creating your space. I suggest that you prepare your space with your favorite blankets, pillows, books, beverage before your time starts. By doing this, you will have nothing to prepare or worry about when you enter into your snuggle time. So I often think about this as hygge time, right? I want to prepare my space so that when I take the time for hygge, it's all ready to go. And lastly, refrain. Refrain from bringing with you things that will distract you, like your phone, the TV, your computer, etc. This is the technology-free zone, like we were talking about yesterday. Unless you're reading on a Kindle or listening to an audiobook, of course. You know, those will be allowable, according to Emily. If you're still struggling with this idea, perhaps you're feeling guilty about taking this time for yourself. So here are a few things you want to say to try saying to yourself that may help you understand or bring yourself more awareness of your own worth. So here's a list of affirmations, if you will. I deserve joy. I am important. When I pour into myself, I can shine my light onto others. I am worthy of all the things that bring me happiness. I can make time to nourish my mind, body, and spirit. I am doing my best. Remember, my friends, you are your most valuable asset. So take this time for you and revel in snuggle self-care time. After all, you deserve it. Thank you for joining me today, my friends, for our self-care challenge, day 21. I hope you invest in yourself and take some time to just snuggle down, resisting the urge to continue on with life as normal. This is a recharging time for you. And tomorrow, I'm going to take you on another meditation journey that I love. This one, it really helps me when I'm having trouble just closing my eyes. It's called a candle meditation, and I'm really excited to share this one with you. And so until then, remember, my friends, to knit what you love and love what you knit. Ta-ta for now.